MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 31, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Swampscott police numbers are a concern. Amesbury woman released from hospital after bad crash.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Red Sox fall again, and we'll hear from outgoing Gloucester Times sports editor Nick Kukuru. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Looking forward to that. Sunny today, temperatures in the low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:51 p.m. Swampscott police are concerned about the staffing levels in the department. The Daily Item is reporting today that MAA Cop Local 417 and Swampscott officers have sent an email to the select board calling for an emergency summit to address the town's police force personnel shortage. According to the union, the 32-member police department has 8 vacancies. An Amesbury woman was sent to the hospital Tuesday afternoon when her car crashed head-on into a cement truck in Ipswich. The Salem News reports that the 55-year-old woman was initially trapped in her car before being taken to the hospital, where she was released. A preliminary investigation leads police to believe that the woman crossed over the center line on High Street. No charges have been filed at this time. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation will begin repair work at the Route 1 Rotary in Newburyport on Tuesday. The work will improve bike and pedestrian pathways to improve safety. In Gloucester, a paintbrush fundraiser has collected more than $30,000 to address the much-needed exterior work needed to repair and paint the historic Legion Memorial Building on Washington and Middle Streets. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that this money will be used for planning the necessary work on the city-owned building. There are additional funding sources available for the project. And Gloucester Fisheries Heritage Month officially comes to a close tonight. There will be a brief ceremony at 6 p.m. on the boulevard at the Gloucester Fisherman's Wives statue. Bill Newell on sports is next with a discussion about the best all-time Gloucester football team.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox fall yesterday afternoon to the Astros. Here's baseball insider Andy Carbone.
Well, another ugly affair over at the old ball yard. Sox dropped their 4 straight, 5 of their last 6, losing 7-4 to the Astros. Cutter Crawford tagged with the loss, allowing 6 runs on 7 hits and 2 2/3 innings of work. Today, Raffaello made his first career start in the majors for the Red Sox. He played shortstop, went 1-for-4 with an RBI, so the future is kind of coming for the Red Sox. Red Sox now head out on a 6-game road trip, starting with 3 games this weekend against the Kansas City Royals. Sox find themselves this morning at 69-65. That's 4th place in the AL East. Now 14.5 games behind the Orioles, but the big picture here, they're 6.5 games behind the Rangers for that final AL wildcard spot.
Thanks, Andy. It was just about 2 weeks ago that Gloucester Times sports editor Nick Kukuru wrote his outgoing column, noting he's leaving the newspaper for another position.
Just let everyone know how much I enjoyed, you know, the last 16 years. I mean, I'm not, you know, leaving on a sour note or anything like that. I just kind of, it was just kind of a little bit of time for a, you know, change in my life. My kids are a little older. They're all going to be in the same elementary school this coming fall. So I figured now would be a good time, you know, to change up the schedule here. But yeah, you know, I did. I mean, I really enjoyed it every step of the way. All 3, you know, schools that I covered were all great to deal with. They all, you know, delivered some, you know, big time memories. And I don't know. I think the first thing that I always thought of was just kind of looking back on all the things that I covered. The 16 years is not a, you know, it's no, you know, Phil or, you know, my grandfather who was there for, you know, over 40. But I saw a lot in 16 years and a lot of interesting, you know, a lot of interesting games, moments, and all that stuff.
Kukuru adds that probably the main reason he got into sports writing, his grandfather, the legendary Doc Enos of the Gloucester Times.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I just saw how much, he enjoyed it. That's why I kind of wanted to, you know, follow that path. And, you know, I used to go to everything with him when I was a kid, but mostly hockey and, you know, the Williamsport games back, you know, there was Gloucester American and Gloucester National back then. And, you know, me and my cousin would go with him to pretty much every game, no matter where it was. He'd always bring us, And, you know, that's where I kind of started to, you know, follow it and really, really enjoy it.
And a question in Gloucester that's been pondered many times over the years. What's the best football team ever in Gloucester?
It's funny. That's such a tough question. I personally thought the last one, 2010, was the best. But I did a summer series about, 2015, 2016, with the best 12 Gloucester football teams of all time. And I put 2007 ahead of them because more people seem to be into 2007 over them. So it's a tough question. You know, when I went and did it, I went back and I asked, you know, Matt Langone and Rich Slate, who, you know, we all covered all four of those Super Bowls, and three teams, we all had a different answer. So that's how close it is. But, you know, I thought that 2010 team, the last one, they were a lot of the core from the year before, and they kind of had the most pressure on them. I feel like their expectations were 13-0 or bust, and they did it. They took care of business, and, you know, they won two playoff games they won by three scores in Division 1A, which, you know, Gloucester does not even come close to playing, and now they're in Division 5. So, you know, I thought that team in 2010 was just a well-oiled machine. But, you know, of course, they were all pretty memorable. I mean, like I mentioned, the Snow Bowl in 2009 against Bridgewater Raynham, you know, it was really near blizzard conditions, and they kind of stomped Bridgewater Raynham. That was with Connor Russell and Brett Cahill. So that was probably the best, you know, 1-2 combination that they had during that run. And then 2007, they beat Hingham 41-0. That was the first Super Bowl I had covered, and it was just a massacre. I thought Hingham was one of the most intimidated teams I've ever seen in a pregame warm-up in my life, especially in that setting. They wanted nothing to do with it, and it kind of showed. It was 35-0 at halftime. And that team, that 2007 team, which, you know, that seems to be the more consensus, was the best team of that run. They won their two playoff games by a combined score of 80-0. So that was a pretty memorable one as well. But, you know, if you ask me, gun to my head, I'm saying 2010.
Outgoing Gloucester Times sports editor Nick Kukuru, we wish him the best. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.